Good afternoon. This is Monsignor Lavalley, and it's Tuesday afternoon. It's a beautiful, beautiful day, and we're in the season of Lent. This is going to be a little bit different than the type of a meditation that I usually do with you. We're all very concerned, as we all know, about the situation that's taking place in the Ukraine. We have a direct contact with that now that I want to share with you. There's a member of our faith community here at St. Francis, who, her name is Teresa Haas, and many of you know her. She teaches religion at Rice Memorial High School, and she has contact with a friend who is a doctor, a woman, a doctor from Poland, who has been into the Ukraine. And Teresa has received messages from her, has responded to them. So I'm going to put Teresa on now so that she can give you the message that the doctor sent to her from the Ukraine.
Good afternoon, everyone. I received this message from my friend who's a medical doctor on Saturday. She says, "Dear everyone, here I am back in Krakow. This time, we went back and forth in the same day. We had to wait a long time because some of the buses were having trouble on the road towards the Ukrainian city we were headed to. Thanks be to God, they all arrived. There, all the employees of the consulate were really in a hurry to get us back on the road as quickly as possible. They were more and more afraid of attacks coming from the north of the country. Let's keep praying and let's not stop." So we arrived back in Poland with 189 Ukrainians, of which 110 children. Either they had been hospitalized and the hospitals could no longer function, or they were orphans from an orphanage that had been bombarded. Thank you so much for accompanying us with your prayer. Without prayer, nothing can be done, and nothing can be done without God's peace. We need your prayer. At the Polish border, buses were waiting for us. Buses and cars from Poland, but also buses and cars from Germany, from Belgium, from Switzerland. This solidarity of the countries is really something. You can see good is spreading. There's such a great solidarity in Europe. France is going to begin this effort as well. Yes, good is spreading. I was very touched by the children from the orphanage, the poor little ones. First, they had been abandoned by their parents, and then, because of the war, they were left by those who were taking care of them, by the staff. Yes. It seems that the staff of the orphanage had fled at the beginning of the war, leaving the children all by themselves. I'm not judging at all. Who am I to judge? Nonetheless, these children do seem to be damaged psychologically. Fortunately, now all the children have found placements. May the Mother of God keep each one of them close so that they may be loved and learn how to love in turn. I just learned that the children from Kiev have also arrived safely in Warsaw by train. Thanks be to God. We really must thank the Blessed Mother. And as a more recent note, I know that she was back in Ukraine yesterday. They planned to arrive right before the evening curfew so that they couldn't be chased out immediately and hopefully come back with even more children. I haven't had any more recent news than that. But thank you for your prayer.
Thank you very much, Teresa, for doing that. And now I've got a suggestion for all of us. Teresa and I both belong to a prayer group, and we were talking about this on Saturday night. And the thought came to my mind, no one will understand the plight of these children quite like Our Lady will. The reason that I say that is the flight into Egypt. Our Lady knows what it is to take a child, her child, and flee with that child because a madman wants to kill him. Poland, France, Switzerland, Russia. Well, I shouldn't say Russia. Prayerfully, it will come to Russia. These are the people that these countries are the new Egypt. And so what we decided to do is to ask Our Lady to pick out a child that's under her protection and under her mantle, and put your arms out in prayer and ask Our Lady to hand you one of these refugee children to pray for, to do penance for, to fast for. And someday we will meet that child in heaven. Let Our Lady pick the child for you. You'll never meet them here, but you will meet them in heaven. I have just been speaking just this afternoon with the Reverend Mother from the Benedictine Sisters up in Westfield, and each one of the sisters is joining us by taking a child. Please be generous and adopt that child in prayer. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, Son, and Spirit descend upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.